We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, and Inter-Miami CF.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
And Odyssey Station.
Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Just closed out my line there like a genius. No Dolphins this week. Gonna relax, watch everybody fight amongst themselves. It's great fun. What a stress-free weekend. Although I don't find these games stressful. I find them fun. There's part of me that misses it, that we're not gonna have it this weekend. This is great fun. What this Dolphins year has been, it doesn't feel like, you know, homework. It doesn't feel like you're just doing it because to do it. Like every, I'll tell you what, like I was at the dinner last night and eavesdropping on the booth behind us. Mm. They were buzzing about the Dolphins.
Mm.
Buzzing. This guy wouldn't shut up.
Who were you?
Wow.
Who were you going to eat with?
I took my family out. We went out, had a nice little dinner.
Well, clearly it was just them eating and you were being nosy.
Listening.
You know, the guy was loud. Like it wasn't like I was, it's not like he was like, and Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill are unstoppable.
That's not how you talk about football.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, though. This guy was buzzing. I'm telling you. The city's alive. Everyone's excited. This guy's
you're
like,
just nosy as hell.
I'm not nosy. This guy was like, he's like, the Dolphins, they can't be stopped. Who are you going to cover? He just kept asking the table. He asked this three times. Who are you going to cover? You going to cover Waddle? You going to cover Tyreek? Gesicki's there. Sherfield. I was like, what about Odell? I'm just kidding. I didn't do that. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I think you said today, when you got up this morning, it's my last day for a week.
Yeah.
I'm going to just be willy-nilly.
It's kind of how I wake up every day, but a little bit more, yes. Yeah. Hey, music is coming to the beach. The Odyssey Beach Festival is returning to Fort Lauderdale Beach on December 3rd and 4th. Among those performing, Jack White, Muse, Jimmy Eat World, that's a band named after Jimmy Butler, and Machine Gun Kelly, that's a band named after Kelly Olynyk.
Jimmy Eat World's been around for a while, right?
I'm just kidding. Nobody would name a band after Kelly Olynyk.
Exactly. Wouldn't be Machine Gun either.
You know, him and I share the same birthday.
Kelly Olynyk or Machine Gun Kelly?
Kelly.
Okay.
Kelly
Olynyk.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Guys, don't miss out. The beach is filling up. Purchase your tickets now at odysseybeachfestival.com. We got a Marcos mixed bag coming up in about 15 minutes or so. We will get to that. We've been enjoying what he has, what goes on in his amphibious bag. Lots of things.
Why?
Well, we were almost there.
Couple of days, the only thing he's had in that bag is some tussin.
It's true.
I know. You've had a rough week. You feeling better?
I am feeling better.
That's good.
Thank you. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's good. I'm glad. Let's get some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
So there's a report out there. This Sean Devaney, he seems like he's got a bunch of heat rumors flying around. First is Julius Randle. Now he's got a new one.
Mm. Julius Randle. Don't want him.
Thank you.
Don't want him.
Well, here's the latest one from him. He is saying that the Heat could engage in trade talks for Gordon Hayward.
No! Wait.
Damn! tangibles.
Can I just point this out, please? Mm-hmm. If the problem that you have is health, why would you bring in a 6-8?
I don't know, dude.
He's... Or 4-6. Plus, we already got that. Tyler Hero.
It says, headline, Heat's plan B involves Hornets star if blockbuster trades fail, according to an NBA exec.
He getting paid like he's a blockbuster trade.
He certainly is.
Right, like why all of a sudden, really?
Says, I think that he's a guy to keep an eye on, the exec said of the Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte's in a tough position with Miles Bridges. Yeah, they really have a lot of stuff going on with Miles Bridges and the health they're all going through. Although this seems like it's old, because what am I saying here? I think that this place got duped.
Uh-oh.
No, wait, this is old. My bad. Oh, there we go.
What? What?
What did you just do to us?
What just happened here?
Oh, I got it. Hold on.
You're messing with my emotions right now!
Sorry, I apologize.
So forget that last story?
No, it's true. Says that the Dallas Mavericks and the Heat could get involved in Gordon Hayward if...
You know what? Dallas, you can have him.
Have him, dude. Have him.
Who would we give up? I don't see any sort of upgrade by getting Gordon Hayward.
I'd say it probably, if I had to guess, it would be Duncan and Deadman, I guess.
So we got an intangible swap?
I wouldn't even do it. Yeah, and they get Deadman, too. I feel like they're winning that trade. What does Gordon Hayward provide? Other than really nice hair.
Spacing, I guess. I don't know. He's another guy who can dribble. I mean, he's good at that, but he's always hurt.
That's great.
Always hurt.
Man, why don't they just go get Miles Turner?
Yeah.
The Heat?
I've been calling for that the whole season.
I don't think they're going to, because I don't think they're going to play Bam with another center. Bam's the center.
Why are they really trying to fit?
Why don't they move Bam to the 4?
Because he's a 5.
Dude.
Here's their trade idea.
We're going to keep doing that, right?
But he is.
We're just going to keep doing we're going to be the only. Man, with some of the players that you have to deal with, right? Why don't you go get some size? If your definition of size is Deadman and Jovic, come on, man.
Yeah, but they've never played a pure center next to Bam. I mean, I get it. Miles Turner can shoot a little bit, but like they've never done that. And Spo doesn't.
Miles Turner's just a bigger body that does the same things the other guys do.
He is big. He plays some monster games. Let me tell you something. I wouldn't hate it. I would like. I think it would be just to kind of see. Even if you were talking about just. You know,
as opposed to what you have.
Absolutely.
Like you already have Gordon Hayward.
Max Strus.
Like you already have a similar player to that. Maybe Gordon Hayward's better at it, but you have the same. So you're going to be in the same boat, just a little bit better in what you do. So what would make this team better? Okay, so they can continue doing the things that they can do. That is, have some guy that has a little bit of size that could go get his 6 fouls and maybe be a little productive offensively. That's Miles Turner. Because guess what? Listen, I'm not disputing how great Bam is defensively. But do you really want to say go into a game and play a 7-game series with Bam having to deal with Joel Embiid for 7 games?
I mean, he did last year, and he did a great job against him.
Okay. All right.
He did.
Okay.
Now, the thing it hurts him with is you got to put all that energy into defending him. It's tough for him to produce offensively.
Again, so it affects him.
But by the middle, that's it. Now, people will say, oh, well, Joel hurt his face. He always hurts everything. He's made of porcelain.
That guy wears the
But if you're telling
who's the V mask? No, remember that movie V?
If you're telling me offensively Bam has to handle some defensively Bam has to handle, I think Bam can handle any center in the league defensively. Anybody.
Okay,
he
can. Okay.
Offensively is a question, because he'll look at some of these centers and sometimes he gets that kind of like, you know, do I go? Do I do the jump set? Like that stuff shakes me more, but I don't know how that, you know, how does Miles Turner there help you with that? Is it going to open stuff up for Bam? Not really. It's going to be in reverse course, because in this case, he would kind of be the guy spreading the floor, technically.
All right.
But I wouldn't hate Miles Turner on this team. I'm not like disagreeing with you, but I know why the Heat are going to be hesitant to do it.
Okay. I just think that Bam can do more than just play center.
I was annoyed by Kendrick Perkins, which I shouldn't be because he's Kendrick Perkins. But he basically said that Bam's Clint Capella this year, which is stupid. He's putting up twice the amount of points that Clint Capella is. I mean, Bam's putting up 20 and 10 right now. Mm-hmm. Like, for the guy who's defending like he does, with all the options on this team that are scoring, like, he's still putting up 20 and 10. Not a lot of bigs are doing that, dude.
All right. I got you. I'm not. Like, I just think.
He's Clint Capella, you said, Kendrick Perkins. First of all, why are we listening to this guy? This guy is as shape-shifty as it gets when it comes to his takes. You know, he fooled all these Heat fans into thinking that he was a Heat fan in the bubble. Dem goons from Miami. Yeah. We knew it was all next.
Rats off of shit.
That dude was rats off of shit fast.
All you got to do is say one name to get him rats off of shit. LeBron James.
Oh, he is kissing LeBron's ass so hard.
Oh, God.
He said, where the hell is, this is apparently last Friday. I appreciate Barry Jackson for snitching on him because I didn't see this live. Usually I got rabbit ears for everything. Where the hell is Bam Adebayo? Just 3 years ago, we were talking about him with the elite bigs and power forwards in this game. I'm trying to figure out, where does Bam stand? I see him playing the same role as Clint Capella as far as his impact on the game. If he's trying to win a championship, he's going to have to elevate his game even more. I'm talking 26 points per night, 14 blocks, 14 rebounds, 3 blocks. That's the Bam we've all been waiting on, and I'm sure he's not capable. And I'm not sure if he's capable of being that guy. Clint Capella. Clint Capella with his 10 and 10 he's averaging every year. He thinks that Bam at 20 and 10, that's the same. That's twice the amount of points, Kendrick!
You're asking a guy to be reasonable with something when he averaged 2 points.
That's fair.
Right? Like, 10 is a lot to me. like so. Like, yeah, come on, man. Stop.
Yeah, so this is the Dallas Mavericks and the Heat are among the teams that could potentially target Gordon Hayward. Let me tell you something right now.
You can have him.
Let me tell you something with Gordon Hayward. You said no once. I don't want you now. Sorry. You had your chance. You had your chance, Gordon, and what did you do? What did he do? You remember what he did? J-Fig, you remember what he did?
I want you to tell me what he did.
Marcos, you remember what Gordon Hayward did?
Oh, I remember. Hey, I'm not over
what
it.
What does this mean?
It's a black screen.
No. Oh, sorry.
Which one?
The top one.
Are you interrupting the show for Uber
that
Eats?
He got here. Yege means...
Hold on, before you go. Here. You want to know what he did?
Yes, spit it out, dude.
This Gordon Hayward, instead of coming to the Heat, ran to his daddy, Brad Stevens, who recruited him in college. Grow up, Peter Pan. Oh, I want to go play with Brad Stevens. And now he wants back. Well, not technically wants back. I mean, would be traded back. No thanks. You said no once, and that's that. Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Marcos Mixed Bag coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody.
Wow, dude.
Tobin and Leroy.
Whatever you walked in with, I got a whiff of it just now. I don't know why it just resonated. That sounds delicious, dude.
This really good. Smells like it.
It's really good. It's a meatball sub.
made a really good choice.
Well, you ate it already?
Nah, it's somewhere floating around.
It's around there. I want to eat it so bad.
So good.
But I'm not going to pull a Leroy Horde. Yeah. Thank you for lunch, Leroy.
Yeah, appreciate that. Is he still out there?
He is still out there.
Yeah. No,
he is still out there.
When he got in at 9:30 today, it was the first thing he said. So I know he's been waiting for this for a while.
He has. He's excited. He's ponying it up right here and get into it. Can we get a weather report while Leroy's settling in from the Defensive Mendover Law from your accidentattorneys.com? Free consultations 24/7. Call him up 866-954-MORE.
Leroy?
Mostly cloudy. Winds coming out of the east at probably 10 miles an hour. Mm. Maybe a little bit more.
Very nice.
And temperature is probably right around 81, 82 degrees.
We got
it was a little cooler this morning, a little breezier, overcast, but it might have to do with that fog. So I have a hard time determining what part of the clouds is the fog burning off or actual clouds. But today, because I saw sun this morning, I'm assuming those are clouds. So look out for a stray shower here or there because it looks pretty cloudy.
Somebody said that Tobin just called somebody else shapeshifty.
Yeah.
That's the whole Tobin experience. That he has no self awareness, none.
I don't know what happened to your camera.
Oh yeah, can you log in, dude? What happened?
I don't know what happened. Oh, I have no idea. I don't know what happened.
I think you just lost a wireless signal.
Yeah,
Marcos, that was it. I see you got something over there, man. What's
I do?
What
I
do you
do
got?
Have
what's brought? What do you got?
Got a little bag going on.
Wow.
All right.
Time for a Marcos mixed bag here on 560 WQAM. What do you got for us there, Frog Boy?
Ouch. I was listening yesterday to the last segment as you soccer experts were discussing. Oh.
No idea.
Stay in your lane.
I'm not trying to be, I don't want to be a fraud. I will very much, I'm going to be a bandwagon watcher. I will watch some World Cup. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you guys, no, old Tobes, I don't know squat about soccer. Right. I don't.
Well, apparently Ronaldo and Messi are on the way to Miami from what I
heard. I just thought, like, listen.
Well, Leroy didn't want that, apparently.
Too much ego.
Yep.
Too much ego. Well, Messi's definitely coming, right?
That's not true.
I don't know.
I just said, like, I don't want to build a team with 38-year-olds.
Why not? It's MLS. It's a gimmick league. We're just here for some fun, baby. Just here for some fun.
See? There we go.
You know?
The old ship shafter. Ship shape. Because guess who's going to be the first person that calls him over the hill?
Ship shape.
I'm definitely not going to do that.
Yes, you will.
I don't care about the Pinks, like, in that kind of way. I'm here to watch some fun. It's like when the Panthers were bad, but they had Jager. It'll be like that.
Good time.
Yeah, Jager was good.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
You didn't like him?
I mean, he was good over his career. He was decent with the Panthers. But the Panthers weren't good. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal.
Dude, you don't think those old...
You would accept old and decent.
Hold on. Higuain basically didn't care about it, got into shape for half a season, and led the league in goals. Are you telling me Ronaldo and Messi can't do that?
It's impressive.
That was pretty funny. The fact that he came in smoking a cigarette.
That dude was rats off a ship. And then he's just like, all right. And then just lit up the league. You're telling me if we got Messi or Ronaldo, they can't do that? Now, what if they got them both?
It'd just be like playing at the park for them, right?
I would feel like it, yeah. But I bet you that whatever stadium they're playing in, probably still in Fort Lauderdale,
probably
it'll be on fire. Like, people would be definitely into seeing them. That's like that's like heroes coming. Heroes.
But you think they would play some games in Hard Rock?
I mean, aren't they supposed to have a park down there in Miami somewhere? You know,
like, I mean, there's eight things that was supposed to be built in that spot, right? Remember, weren't they going to build
Mayor Mayor Suarez, I'm waiting for that Dwayne Wade Boulevard sign to go up, dude.
What is going on with that, dude?
Still says 7th Ave up there.
But how about this? Didn't they, weren't they going to build a Kane Stadium down there?
Yep.
Right.
It's on the way.
Which is also not on campus, right? I mean,
weren't there some golf carts on fire in Mel Reese where there was supposed to be that stadium? Like, that was like straight out of Yellowstone.
Mm. You know, the newest rumor, they're not building stadiums anymore. They're building the Metro Rail to Hard Rock Stadium. Yeah. I said forget it. We'll just make it easier to get there.
All right, man. What do we got for the mixed bag today?
Mixed bag, talking about soccer. Team USA recently was interviewed and picked their ideal goalie.
LeBron in goal.
LeBron.
LeBron in goal.
Good reach, athleticism. That's what you need.
He'll cover the whole goal. He's agile enough that I feel like he can get to everything.
I think he could do it. He's just that super athletic, big guy. So I like his chances in goal.
But the Greek freak. Big ass hands and wide span. Moves good.
Hulk. The Hulk.
Because he's just huge and will just block everything.
Big and strong, and I'm sure he'll protect the goal or destroy it. One of the two.
I think that's her name in The Incredibles, Elastigirl. She can hold all crossbar, post, stretch. Got it all covered.
So basically.
He's a savior. Saves the day.
Who? Who? At the end there?
Elastigirl from The Incredibles.
Oh.
So basically.
So they went NBA player who could be a goalie,
yep,
superhero
yep.
who could be a goalie.
So basically, this has become, the Mighty Ducks? With the fat guy in goal.
Yeah, he was good.
I don't feel like I'd want the Hulk in goal. I feel like he would like lose.
Rip the net.
Yeah, if he got annoyed, he would destroy it. I feel like that's a bad choice. I feel like you would obviously go like Superman because he could see everything and
no,
he's fast.
No, not Superman.
Hmm.
I would go with the whatchamacallit guy. What's his name?
Flash.
Flash would be a good one.
Vision? Flash would be a good one.
Talk about Vision?
Vision.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Come on. He just floats. That's terrifying in itself.
I'll tell you who I wouldn't have in goal.
Yeah.
Aquaman. You want to talk about a superhero you can't rely on. He'd probably ruin the ball with that stupid trident that he has.
So basically, you're saying that Aquaman is the second coming of Bobrovsky.
No, that's not what I was saying at all. Why do you gotta, come on.
He ain't stopping nothing either.
What else is in your mixed bag, Marcos?
I think I'm going to go for Wembanyama, the new guy. Coming
oh,
out.
Listen, yeah. That guy.
Because everybody wants him.
That guy would be
a goalie. Might as well make him a goalie.
Now, we were just discussing their ideal goalies. One of the first few people mentioned was LeBron James.
Yes.
Speaking of LeBron James, recently he's been in the headlines for lying. And a fellow L.A. athlete there, Jalen Ramsey, finally called him out. Listen to what happened recently.
Yeah. I think Coach McVay been looking at my playbook on Madden. Because I played a dime coverage and I put him on the inside.
Yeah.
I put him on a blitz, but then I hit the switch where I could just put on just a QB spy and I just roam him all over the field.
So you been saw this, Bron.
I've been saw this.
You know what they say on Twitter, right? Now, bro, yeah. You know what they saying on Twitter right now. They say you be capping.
I always speak the truth,
man. Hey, don't worry about that, man. You the king, man.
Well, all right, that sounds like all his ass-kissers know that he's a liar.
Uh-huh.
Good for Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey's got no filter. He'll tell LeBron. Say he's a liar.
Dude. I would say that. So, come on. No, just how you do it. Like I do it to you. Come on, Tobin. Come on, Tobin. Come on.
LeBron.
Call him out, man. I'm glad finally somebody did.
Unnecessary lying.
That's like all what? Those people.
I feel like you tried
that's like that's like too. All those people who had season tickets for that one event that happened throughout the history of sports. I yep. was there.
I was there.
I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I said Roy Halladay was going to pitch that perfect game.
And then,
I said after the first pitch I said he's going to go perfect today.
And then the team is going to sell tickets.
I said after week one of the 72 Dolphins that they were going to run the table.
They all do that, right? They all do that.
Do you think that LeBron said after Cheetah's first game, he goes, I said he was going to break the NFL record.
So my question is
this.
That'll
come out for sure.
How many people in South Florida, when Mike McDaniel had his first news conference, or when Tua came back, that they weren't a little discouraged that they didn't bring in another quarterback. And now they're saying, always knew Tua was the guy.
Oh, there's plenty of people. There's plenty of people who said that they were always on board. But I also do believe there were a lot of people who were on board. Because even with those polls last year, there was a lot of people who wanted Tua here. But there were plenty of people who did not.
Right.
Plenty of people who did not.
Exactly.
And they look like fools. Like, what else is in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Well, from one small forward with issues about his image to another, this is Kevin Durant. Recently, he was asked who his Mount Rushmore small forwards would be. reporter was kind enough to include Kevin Durant in there. So he listed his other three that he put in his top four small forwards of all time.
Never asked you this, but you're on the spot with this one. Like everybody else, your Mount Rushmore of small fours, threes. You're in the Mount Rushmore. And I don't want you to be modest. You're in the Mount Rushmore. So who are the other three that join that Mount Rushmore with you?
LeBron, Kawhi, Larry Bird.
I like that. I like that.
All right.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good list.
I mean,
that's a pretty good list. I don't know if Kawhi, because of how little he's played. Like, yeah, the dude is great. He's awesome. But can he be on the Mount Rushmore with as little as he's played?
Definitely has to affect it over the last few years, right? Like,
yes, he's played like 30 games in 3 years.
Tracy McGrady, a three. Would you consider him a three?
He was a point. Like,
yeah, he's kind of a tweener. I think, probably.
I would put him up there.
Shooting guard, small forward. Like, good. He's that in between. Yeah. Tracy McGrady is really good.
Really good, man.
Tracy McGrady is really good. I mean, did no winning in the playoffs like those other guys did.
I know. But, like, Magic McGrady was good and the Rockets McGrady was good, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, definitely.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't have a problem with the list, though. I thought the list was strong. But again, yeah, like you said, Kawhi not playing much. He's good, though. He's really good.
He's good. I mean, yeah, he's...
He has... He's all hands and arms and legs, right? Like, even when he reaches, like, his reach just looks massive. But I remember that shot when he made Joel Embiid cry.
Who do you think most people...
might be one of the greatest shots... Fading away in the corner.
Who do you think most people would take right now, though? Do you think they would still take Kawhi, or do you think they'd take Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler.
Because Jimmy's never won.
But here's the deal. The only difference between those two guys, they're very similar.
Obviously, you take
Kawhi. Is that Kawhi's a better shooter.
Obviously, you take Kawhi's career.
Yeah, but no. We're talking about...
I'm saying if you knew your team could get a whale next year, and it could be Kawhi or Jimmy Butler... I feel like more people now are taking Jimmy Butler.
Because he's more dependable.
Yeah.
Right. And Kawhi is, it's almost the same situation, the same way we feel about Kyrie.
I mean,
they're
such opposite personalities, too.
It's the same way we feel about Kyrie. Like, nobody questions his talent.
Right.
It's getting him on the damn court without any issues. That's where we are with Kawhi.
I like that mixed bag, man. Now listen,
appreciate it.
We got a Friday present for everybody.
Ooh.
We were surprised yesterday, a little Thanksgiving gift for the show, and we bring that to you next.
Yeah.
Draft All right, day. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, as J-Fig is rolling on in here to get us back on our Twitch. We're streaming live on Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM is where you guys can catch us there. Catch us on YouTube, WQAM. You know what we need to do? We need to get a WQAM jersey behind Leroy, that's Heat, and then we need to get one behind J-Fig, that's Marlins, because I just see that Marcos has a Panthers one, and I have a Dolphins one. We need to, like, have the quadrant there.
Who do we talk to?
Why would we do that? Who would we do that to?
Let's not talk to the same people that are getting us those cameras.
Why would they do that?
All
right, so we, as Leroy said, I don't know if you said this on the air or off the air, but anyway, going to break, Jimmy Butler, some breaking news. He is out tonight for the Miami Heat with knee soreness, which is no bueno. He showed on Instagram yesterday he was getting cupped. I don't know if people have seen cupping before where they put like the cups, they suck out. What does that do, Leroy? Have you done it? You said it hurts.
It helps like blood flow to heal.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Because I see those like little marks.
It's funny because when I see just rando people getting it, I laugh.
Why?
They don't need it.
The first person I ever saw do it was Shannon Briggs. I remember him doing it. I was like, why do you have all those spots on your back? But Jimmy was doing it on Graham yesterday. He was he's not playing tonight. And then Bam didn't play last game. He's listed as questionable. I put that in air quotes. And he didn't play the last game. So I don't know. It could be a chance. There's no Bam, no Jimmy, no Tyler tonight. We know no Jimmy, no Tyler, but maybe no Bam as well, which we have enough. We have enough.
You didn't have enough when you had those guys.
We have enough.
Okay.
We have enough.
Jovic,
little sweetener.
You just getting him ready for the trade.
No, although I did see John Collins is now on the block.
I like John Collins.
From down here.
How about John Collins?
A little homecoming? No, I'd be into John Collins.
Okay. So you would take John Collins over
Turner?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a little easier fit.
Because he can stretch the floor and he's tall.
Yeah, a little bit more durable, skillful. I feel like they need something that also
helps. They need defense, dude. I'm so sick of seeing all these damn rebounds, all these easy buckets in the paint. They need something to stop that. Why doesn't anybody look at the way the season's going and say, you know what? This is what we need. Instead of thinking, oh, no, we don't need that. The guys that we have can do it. No, they can't.
This could be a really rough game against Cleveland and Minnesota.
Because the number bigs. Mm-hmm. It's giant extraterrestrial beings in the paint.
I saw Evan Mobley dunk on Giannis' head.
Oh, no. Less not to mention baby LeBron and Edwards.
Oh, my God.
He looks like a tight end.
This could be a bad trip. This could be a bad trip.
They got Carl Anthony Towns and...
Well, yeah. I mean, Carl Anthony.
Gobert.
Carl Anthony Towns. I mean, you know.
Still 7 foot, dude.
7 foot for nothing. Might as well be 6'5".
But think about it. You got 7 feet in the paint,
mm-hmm.
7 feet on the wing, right? And then you got Anthony Edwards, who is like...
It's a good team. I'm surprised they're not better. Honestly, they've gotten off to kind of a blessed start.
Well, because they have a 7-footer that is afraid to put a foot in the paint.
And also, Anthony Edwards is calling everybody soft already.
He is, right?
He is. Right. All right. So, if you guys listen to this show, you know that we have the scoreboard. All right? You know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Point for Tobin. Point for Leroy. Point for JFig. Point for Marcos.
It's mostly minus one for Tobin.
Well,
minus one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Mike Biamonte, we're very thankful that he's fabric of the show, you know? He is the voice of the Heat and the voice of the show. And we've, we've gotten into a lot of arguments for the minus ones on the reason why things happen. And we needed some more description because we did have, for SAS.
For SAS.
And so we needed, but, you know, we've been distinguishing some more reasons, Marcos. So what do we have here?
Minus one for lying.
Oh, that one's for you.
I like that one.
What do you mean that's for me?
I don't know. There's a couple that could be dedicated to Tobin.
What?
Other than for lying, sometimes it could be...
Minus one for flip-floppery.
Oh, that was definitely for you.
That could literally be anybody on this show.
No!
A lot of flip-flopping going on over there, dude.
That was dedicated to you.
That could be flip-floppery for you over there, dude.
No, I think there's one more, though, that could be you as well.
Minus one for show poniness.
He's creating words. Show poniness.
It's something so cute.
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. Ask Mike B.
No.
What the hell is show poniness?
You know,
and how does one get minus one for that?
I don't know, man. Kind of feel like you're lashing out a little bit.
What do you mean?
So,
this is ridiculous.
Minus one for lashing out.
Yes!
You know, don't feel bad, though. You
know, I know. I don't like this at all.
There's another one dedicated to another member of this show.
Minus one for leaning out of the camera.
Which he's pretty close to it. Yeah. As he continues seeing his sub, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Especially when I get done with lunch.
Oh, he's already halfway for the count. There.
Man, got a bunch, though, man. Got a bunch. No one is...
How did you get him to read all of these?
I'm kind of scared to listen to these.
I don't know, man. That's my guy. Me and Mike B go back. You know, Dolphins taking a bye week. Mike B had some time, so... He made sure you got every member of the show.
Minus one, Jay Figs, a murderer.
I don't like that one. I don't like that.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if he knows what that means.
I don't think so.
I wonder if he'll ever Google it or something.
Keep his bird away from me and say
Googles.
He's adding some stuff,
that's
man.
So unfortunate.
And just when you thought, like, maybe... This can be any member of the show. He actually called you out, Tobin.
Tobin's a show pony.
Come on, man. Like this is piling on. I feel like all of these are reasons for me. This is
Tobin's
not fair.
Fraud.
What?
Now, honestly, Dolphin Kane said, We should have got one for fake Google.
I don't do fake Google.
What?
I've never done
that. Yo, what?
I'm adding that.
I'm pretty sure for lying would cover for that.
No, dude. You have literally looked at your thing and went...
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Oh.
All right, so we'll do for lying every time he tells a lie, but every time he fake Googles...
Minus one for deception.
Put the real scoreboard away, right?
Well, you know. I'm not going to lie, though. There's a lot of reasons as why people should have minus ones, but this one may be my favorite.
Minus one, stop trading everyone.
That's a direct hit. That is personal.
I'm in.
Look, can we negotiate these?
No.
This is a little bit too much.
No.
Maybe this is ridiculous. If you were not a flip-flop, this wouldn't be happening.
I don't flip-flop.
What?
I don't flip-flop. And I don't.
Minus one for lying.
You're lying about flip-flopping.
I'm not lying for flip-floppery.
Yes, you are.
I am not happy about this.
Yes.
I don't know who approved.
Well, you know what? At least you were not called a bird murderer.
Well.
J-Figs, a murderer.
That's terrible.
That's my guy.
The funny thing about it is that everybody doesn't know what that means.
Exactly. Like you had imagine him recording that.
He was like, huh?
How do you birderer?
Yeah, unfortunately we got him again. I feel bad for doing this to Mike, but got him saying Goosies originally.
Goosey!
And you know that normally for the no Goosies, you know, we play the goose hunt sound, but we got our boy Mike B to help us out for the games.
No Goosies.
So now we have a nice solid balance.
It's gonna be like Leroy, just always swatting our Goosies away.
Always. Every time you think it could be something.
Could be nothing.
Never know. Never know with this guy.
Oh my God, but he did this so funny.
I'm not happy about this.
I mean,
Tobin's a fraud.
What? Why is that on there?
Very specific to you.
Who put this out there? Why is this a thing? What was it? You, Galen? Did you do this?
Oh my
God. Galen submitted.
Why did we get Mike Biamonte to say this? I don't understand. Why would he agree to write to say camera. That?
Fraud with good access.
What?
Dude, my stomach hurts. This is crazy.
I'm so mad right now.
Mike B came through with a Thanksgiving gift.
I'm not happy about it. I'm not thankful for this.
This is Christmas.
This feels like this is all ganging up on me.
Hey, wait. Don't be that guy.
What do you mean? I didn't do anything.
You never stop.
I stop, dude. I am reasonable. I am a level-headed person.
You really just said you're reasonable.
I am reasonable.
About what? Name one thing you've been reasonable about.
Heat season, Tua, you know, Mario Cristobal losing to Middle Tennessee State.
No, you haven't been reasonable about that.
I feel like I have.
Your players aren't good enough, but you keep making them better and saying they should. Yes. Oh, we missed that one.
Yeah, well, you were just leaning out of the camera.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
I'm in the camera.
Leaning out of the camera.
No, I'm not. Look, I'm in the camera.
No, dude, you're far away from the microphone.
Like that would be. Like,
you're getting slothy for the end of the show.
Oh yeah, dude. Can I just say,
you look like the sandwich one, the hoagie.
What did you just call it?
I don't.
She just said sandwich. Like, what is that?
Like, you know what?
Wait, did she just say
muted Mike?
Sandwich?
No minus one here.
Thank you.
Sandwich?
Although she should probably get minus one for lashing out.
It's true.
Yeah.
Minus one for lashing out.
Oh my, this is ridiculous. We're never going to talk about stuff.
What do you mean?
We're just going to shoot these back and forth at each other.
Fraud.
We just have a regular fraud, and we have Tobin's a fraud.
Right.
Tobin's a fraud.
I like because that one.
You pretty much always be the only one that uses
That's
this.
Not true.
Because you're always trying to wiggle
dude,
out of something.
You show fraudness plenty of times.
He, you know what we should get him to say? Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Just like that.
And then, at a certain point, he's going to be like, enough, guys. I am a pro. I can't continue to do this.
Oh my goodness.
Oh
man.
Was that it? Is there more?
I think that's that's
so, you know, I can't give him everything now. You know, I gave him 15 now. It should be good enough. All right, Ethan Schmolnick. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was just 15 we played right now.
Oh man. All right.
My stomach hurts.
Let's take a quick break. Last hour of the show coming up after this.
Jay Figs, a burger.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.